and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. We press forward in our series on the doctrine of God. We are thinking about the living God today. And our passage is the closing verses of Daniel chapter 6. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for your glorious character. We think about your character maybe being a bit like a diamond. We can think of the gospel in this way as well. We turn the diamond to the light and a different facet catches the light and glints back at us. Lord, you are more precious than diamonds, Lord, more costly than diamonds. And we thank you that as we look at your character, as we turn, in a sense, the diamond to the light and it catches a different pattern, a different reflection, we thank you that we can see wonderful, wonderful things about you. Help us to see and to drink it in today as we think about you, the living God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Daniel chapter 6, a wonderful passage, a passage that provokes questions for us. I'm just going to focus today on the closing verses as we think about our God as the living God. Daniel has been rescued from the den of lions, and King Darius, who originally put Daniel there, says this. He writes to all his people in verse 25, "Nations and men of every language throughout the land, may you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. He is the living God. What a powerful phrase that is, but a phrase that I think we can sometimes misunderstand. When in English we think of someone as living, we think, well, they're alive, they're not dead, they're moving, they're living, they're breathing. Very recently in the garden, I had a hedgehog that was just sitting there on the path. And I actually thought that it had died. It wasn't moving. And I poked it very gently and it unfurled itself very, very slowly and it lumbered away. I don't know if it was an old hedgehog. I don't know if it was unwell. I hope not. But very, very slowly it moved. And I thought, well, the hedgehog's not dead. It's alive. But if we think of God as alive merely in the sense of existing, he is alive and he's not dead, then we miss so much of what it means in the Bible when it says that he is the living God. Because when in Hebrew idiom it speaks of the living God, when it speaks of someone being living, then it means far more than just alive. It means active. It means dynamic. It means that God is working, engaged, active, that he is on the move, that he is working in our world in a myriad of different ways. He is the living God. And we see some of his activity picked out in these verses. He endures forever, yes, but it isn't just that. And it's not just that his kingdom won't be destroyed and that his dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He is dynamic. He is active. He is working. He performs signs and wonders. He is the waymaker, the miracle worker, and he does so on the heavens and on the earth. There is nowhere where his jurisdiction does not run. And specifically, he has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions, the living God indeed, the God who is not just alive, but who is active in wonderful ways in the world and in our lives, the God who rescues, who saves, who is a miracle worker, and so much more. I want to apply this aspect, this dimension, this facet of the character of God very directly into our lives. And it may be that you in your own situation or someone that you love really need to know that God is rescuing and saving you today. There's something really, really difficult that you're facing. It may be that someone that you know and love does have COVID-19. Or perhaps they have another virus, or perhaps they have cancer. This may be you, this may be someone else. There may be another issue, heart problems. I don't need to run through them all. Insert in this space whatever it is that's threatening you or threatening your friend. God is the living God, active, dynamic. He wants to be involved. He is the healing God. Pray to God today for him to work in whatever way he chooses in your life or in the life of your friend, and know that he is the living God. And those other things that we face, the challenges in church life, the challenges in church leadership, maybe. It might be that you're an elder, that you're a deacon, that you're a pastor, that you're a leader, and the ministry in church life that you have, well, you're just struggling with it. It seems hard. It's reached a moment where it's like a crossroads and you don't know which way to turn. May God be living and active in your life and situation today. And in the workplace, that incredible knotty problem that you're trying to sort out today or tomorrow, that report that you've got to write, that colleague that you've got to engage with, that mundane task that you have to perform, that risky thing that you have to do, you need God today. You need the God who is not just alive, but who is living and active, who is interested in you and your daily tasks. Nothing is too small for him, but nothing is too great for him, because his jurisdiction runs in the heavens and on the earth. Lift yourself to God today, the God of signs and wonders, the God who rescues and saves, the God who works in real, concrete, nitty-gritty situations, the living God who reveals himself in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray together today. Lord, we thank you so much that you are the living God. We thank you for your dynamic character. Yes, you are faithful. Yes, you are unchanging. Yes, you are dependable, solid, the rock, always there for us. But you are also living and active and working. In the Lord Jesus, all creation holds together. And you're at work today, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, stirring people up to seek you, working in workplaces and homes and communities and families. Lord, do even more, we pray. May we know you living and active in our land, in our cities, on our streets, in our homes. Work, O Lord, we pray. As we reflect on the context of Daniel, we see that he was in a tough spot, and we find ourselves in tough spots repeatedly. Deliver us, O Lord, we pray, and give us grace and strength, not just to survive, not just to exist, but to thrive in those situations, to keep going, to shine for you, to be authentic followers of your Son, the Lord Jesus, wherever he leads. So, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.